Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Rafilbe. I'm terribly well. Thank you very much. I was going to say bonjour copain, which I believe is
yes.
French for chum, isn't it?
It is. It is. Copain is definitely a buddy. Yes. Ça va?
Oui, ça va, merci. Et toi? I don't know why I'm doing
ça
that.
Ça va bien, merci. Ça va très bien.
Actually, you started this.
Well, fair enough. Okay, let's talk about St. Vincent. This volcanic disruption, what happened?
Extraordinary and still happening, still forecasting potential more problems. As the official statement put it, there's been an explosive event. In short, a volcano has erupted and keeps on erupting and exploding and spewing ash across St. Vincent in the Caribbean. The La Soufrière volcano, it's the highest mountain in St. Vincent, which isn't an enormous place, but is also not one of those tiny little islands. It's been dormant, though, this volcano, for 40-odd years. Now, as a result of it erupting, most of the island is without power. Plenty of it is covered in ash. As many as 20,000 people are being evacuated or have already evacuated from their homes. And the volcano itself is frightening enough, but as a result of it also, there's a sort of a local weather system now that incorporates lightning, thunder and constant rumbles. Roads have become impassable and they are predicting more to come. Plus, no air traffic in or out because of the volcanic ash. So St. Vincent has been offered all sorts of help, but basically they're having to deal with a lot of it itself.
That's so hectic. I hate how these Caribbean islands get the brunt of so much of like climatology in general.
Yeah.
And have zero support. It's not like, you know, being a part of Europe, for example, and you can lean left or right, you know, to a neighboring country. It's so hard. And of course,
yeah, absolutely. And we remember Montserrat, how it was absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
What, 30-odd years ago, and it's all very well, some Navy ships turning up from the United States and Britain, but there's only so much one ship can do, for goodness sake.
Quite right. And then in Iran, there seems to have been the Israeli terrorist act of suspected.
That's the claim. Yeah, that is the claim, that a nuclear official in Iran, and I believe others have now joined him in saying that there was a terrorist act carried out. Iran has just unveiled new advanced uranium centrifuges. So this is all about its uranium enrichment program. And no sooner had they done that than they say there was a cyber attack. They have blamed Israel for it. Last year, there was a fire at an underground facility. There are all sorts of things going on with Iran and the abandoned nuclear deal, abandoned with America, but not with the European Union and others. So quite the validity of this claim about a terrorist act and Israel to blame. Well, we can believe it, but that doesn't mean there's any proof necessarily.
Quite right. We are hearing about kind of backlash with respect to Prince Philip, not about necessarily his legacy, but that the British people are kind of tired of the coverage. I heard Google Box was like the highest rated show last week because
that's right,
everybody turned away.
Do you know what? I was doing extra bulletins on him, and it got to about 8 o'clock on Friday evening, and I thought, do you know what? I could just watch something else. But three of our main five channels were showing wall-to-wall Prince Philip stuff. And maybe it's a generational thing. If you are of that generation, frankly, there aren't very many people who are of Prince Philip's generation, then maybe it has more impact. Also, maybe if you had an association with him. But yeah, there was a slight feeling that it was just a bit over the top. We are 2021. We're not 1950 anymore. We don't quite surely have to do the full annual thing. And yet, we are in officially here in the UK in 8 days of national mourning. Flags are at half mast in all sorts of government buildings. We've had multiple gun salutes, a service of remembrance at Canterbury Cathedral already. I like this is one of the sort of signs of the times that all four of Prince Philip's children have been speaking, and quite candidly, and in some cases quite movingly, about the loss of their dad.
Mm.
But also, they turned up, all of them dressed in black, talking about Prince Philip in the past tense. And it was clearly a program recorded before he died, as in well before he died.
Right.
Is that macabre to be talking about someone you love in the past tense when they're still alive?
That is hard.
I don't know. I thought that was weird.
I think as your father, that's got to be very difficult. I mean, remember, we had media companies that had, you know, Plan M or Project M for the day that Mandela would pass away for years, right?
And
so many international media companies that had bought land in Kunu opposite his house. It's just, I guess it's par for the course, part of the job. I mean, of all the duties that they have to undertake, I suppose this is maybe the most macabre.
And it's, there's, I suppose with Prince Philip, there is a sort of passing of an era, although the Queen, of course, is still very much with us. But there is that feeling that, you know, he was, when you see pictures of him from when he was a baby in 1921 and 22, right. I mean, for goodness sake, it was a different era.
Completely.
He served in the Second World War. There aren't very many veterans of the Second World War left. There are all sorts of firsts that he did. And he was a very interesting man in all sorts of ways. And lots is made of the fact he gave up his Royal Navy career to be married to the Queen. Well, he gave up what was essentially a very privileged lifestyle for a very privileged lifestyle. But
Correct.
He's still a very interesting chap.
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, people keep on reminding me that as an African, you shouldn't care. First of all, as an empath, I care that a person lost life. I care that a person lost a 74-year partner. But also, yeah, I mean, what can, you know, there's not many of us can possibly look at our many years on Earth and say that what he had managed to accomplish in 100 years is
the impact
quite
and much. Everything.
Quite right.
Absolutely right.
We're all out of time. I'm very happy that you are reopening in England and Wales, but thank you so much to you, Adam Gilchrist, as always, for The World View, and have a wonderful day until we catch up. À la prochaine.
Thank you very much. Can I share one very tiny thing very quickly? Today, we can finally go and drink outside pubs and eat outside restaurants, so only gardens are open. And on the day that that is happening, it is snowing. I can see snow through my window falling. So we will be out there in the Arctic blast having our pint of beer and our sandwich outdoors.
I'm so sorry. After all that waiting. All right. Well, enjoy. Enjoy all the same. Thanks so much, Adam.